The weed killer atrazine is one of the most heavily used pesticides in the world. Its abundant use on corn and backyard lawns means it's also a common contaminant in ponds and streams, and sometimes even in municipal water supplies. Now, a study published today suggests the pesticide can also have a disturbing health effect on frogs. If verified, that finding could influence a safety review of atrazine, now underway at the Environmental Protection Agency. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
Atrazine is a great weed killer. Farmers can spray it without harming their corn. They can use it instead of plowing their fields, so it's a useful tool for reducing soil erosion. The EPA says it does not pose a cancer threat to people, and it doesn't build up in fat tissues the way PCBs and other dangerous chemicals can. But as the EPA reevaluates its safety level for atrazine, the agency may have to grapple with a new finding. Atrazine may upset the hormone balance of frogs. Tyrone Hayes at the University of California, Berkeley, says atrazine can turn developing tadpoles into hermaphrodites.
We published a picture of an animal that has three testes and three ovaries all mixed in together, but we have multiple animals. Some have testes in the front followed by an ovary. Some have a testes on one side and an ovary on the other side. And some actually have just six testes broken up into several pieces.
Hayes' study is published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Earlier studies had suggested that atrazine could influence animal hormone levels, but Hayes was stunned to discover these effects at exceedingly low doses, at 30 times less than the current safety standard for water. In fact, so many frogs in the United States may be exposed at these doses, Hayes has to wonder how amphibians in farmlands survive.
I would offer that, one, they recover, that it has no functional effect as they grow up, which I think needs to be tested. I would offer that, two, some small portion of the population is resistant, and so a small number of males are actually able to reproduce in spite of the developmental effects. On the other portions of the population, I would offer that, three, after 40 years of atrazine use, that they've all been selected for resistance, the same way, you know, cockroaches become resistant to insecticide.
Hayes is studying these questions. His work has also sparked research in other labs, particularly those funded by Syngenta, a major producer of atrazine. Hayes actually started his research under contract to this company, so Syngenta has been aware of the work for some time. Company scientist Tim Pasteur says they've hired other university scientists to repeat the studies.
We have some real doubts that atrazine would have effects at that kind of a level, and they haven't been replicated. We haven't seen it, and it really doesn't make sense from what we know about atrazine.
Pasteur says scientists hired by the company have found some evidence that atrazine can affect frog hormones, but at much higher doses than the Berkeley group reported, in fact, at levels higher than the current standard. If the new study is borne out, though, it could help explain why frog populations appear to be declining around the world. The implications for human health are less clear. We don't spend our lives bathed in lakes and streams the way frogs do, so human doses would be much lower. And our hormone systems are similar in some respects, but they differ as well. Jennifer Sass from the Natural Resources Defense Council says the frog study is another reason for the EPA to ban atrazine, as some countries in Europe have done.
I don't think that they can keep it out of the country's water supply any more than any other country was able to do it, and I think they need to look very seriously at alternative farming practices which don't require atrazine.
Sass was arguing for stricter atrazine regulation at an EPA hearing today. Agency scientists said they don't consider the frog data strong enough on its own to merit big changes, but EPA officials left the door open to changing their position as more information accumulates. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.